Dozens of people shout in the Haida language as they heave together, carrying the canoe to the water. The canoe has a fiberglass hull with wood underneath and is painted red, white, and black. A design of running salmon swirls around the canoe. When someone gets tired, another steps in. It's a show of teamwork and of strength.
So of all the people that are going to be holding the canoe, if anything feels unsafe or unsturdy, make sure you yell it out so everybody knows so we can fix it.
Earlier in the afternoon, a big crowd of tribal members and Ketchikan residents had gathered for an awakening ceremony. The canoe was designed by the late Marvin Oliver. Oliver owned Alaska Eagle Arts in downtown Ketchikan, but also had art installations around the world. He was a professor and a curator and had won an award for his work in diversity. Canoes run in the family. Oliver's father created the paddle to Seattle. Several speakers share their thoughts during the awakening part of the ceremony before the launching. They include Ketchikan Indian community staff and tribal members, and Oliver's family. His wife, Bridget Ellis, stands in front of her husband's creation alongside her family. She talks about respecting the canoe's place in Indigenous culture.
First thing I want to share with you is you never say the B word, okay? It's spelled B-O-A-T, but we don't say the B word. In traditional canoe culture, the canoe is always a canoe and never the B word. It is said if a paddler speaks of the vessel as a B word, that paddler will be thrown into the water. You learn really fast to call it a canoe at all times.
She says that Oliver felt connected to canoes because of his father's role in the paddle to Seattle and his Salish heritage.
The canoe revitalization will empower the youth. That's what he and I had in mind, to carry these important traditions forward. It's the canoe that fosters a healthy sense of identity among young Indigenous people. Those youth that struggle emotionally come together and say canoe culture is a life-changing event.
Oliver died in 2019, but the year before, the tribe's council bought the canoe. Tribe leaders say that the canoe and canoe journeys will advance the tribe's strategic plan, which focuses on uniting the community and spreading culture. Norman Scan is the Ketchikan Indian community president.
We already have our dance, we have our arts, we have our subsistence food, and this is just another component of the wholeness that we are slowly becoming.
The canoe also receives its name. Brothers Richard and Willie Jackson named the canoe Hootskayak, or Brown Bear Spirit. Willie Jackson explains their choice.
He is your protector on this canoe. You guys ready? Hootskayak! Little louder. Hootskayak! Little louder. Hootskayak!
Before the canoe is carried into the water, there is drumming, singing, and an acknowledgement of the Indigenous people who have lived on the land since time immemorial. Adults lift up children and help them drape cedar boughs on the canoe. After the canoe is floating, the mood is joyous. There is dancing and singing. Some wear cedar hats and drum, and others dance in their soggy jeans and sneakers. In Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.